I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Hey, Jonathan, where are you taking us this week?
Koreatown.
What is the name of the restaurant?
We're going to Sunnungdan. It is in the strip mall on Alexandria and 6th Street that has so many restaurants, and they all look so good, and they're all so crowded. But this one is so much more crowded than all of them.
And why is that?
It's hard to tell. Part of it is because it's really good. Part of it is because, you know, Dave Chang, the famous chef from Momofuku, Instagrammed it a couple of times. And from what he says, he's actually gone there sometimes twice in a day when he's in town.
Wow.
He likes this stuff.
So what is it we're eating there?
They are a specialist in Sulangtang, which is a gentle, milky broth that you make by boiling beef bones for hours, days, probably not weeks. The liquid turns like this shimmering white that you would probably be thrown out of French cooking school if you ever did.
Are you getting something on the side that you add to the bone broth?
Well, the bone broth comes completely unseasoned, so you have to add salt to it or you'll wonder why you're there. And they give you a bowl of chopped scallion tops that you put on top. And then you can order the kind of meat that you want in it. But may I say, not so many of the people there are there for the Sulangtang.
Which is kind of funny that a place that's known for this dish.
It's named after the dish.
It's named after the dish. And yet on everybody's table is something else.
It is the Galbi Jjim. We've talked about it here before, but it's short rib stew. What this restaurant has done is sort of taken everything about that and, you know, as per Spinal Tap, turned it up to 11.
How have they done that?
You order this thing and this waitress comes out with this gigantic, heavy pot made of stone and metal and things that's so hot that the bright red fluid is jumping up and down like jets of lava in a volcano crater. And if you pay an extra $3, she'll take a handful of cheese, she'll throw it on top, and sort of Rambo it with a blowtorch for twice as long as you think she would. So everything turns like a little bit black and a little bit crisp, and the rivulets of cheese start to melt down the mountain of beef and down the side of the pot where they immediately crisp and turn black because the stone is so hot. And it's a spectacle. It's something you could see like 1,000 times and never get tired of. And when you do it with your chopsticks, you take like a thing of beef that will have some of the cheese on top of it and you pull it back and it's, you get that total pizza cheese.
To me, I would want to have a side stack of tortillas.
It would probably do with the stack of tortillas. I mean, let us say that Roy Choi's ideas did not come from nowhere. You know, when I asked one time what kind of cheese it was, you know, the waitress like shrugged and said, cheese.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Sunnungdan in Koreatown. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.